to move if one's coming. Like,
yeah, I don't know where that would be. And honestly, when you think about it,
you have no time.
You have no time anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, when the siren going off?
Yeah, you know, 3 minutes. Car and drive somewhere or go somewhere.
Do you get that?
Get in your tub, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
it's sick. Yeah, that's scary stuff.
Is that the best course of action?
I don't know.
I've always heard that. Is that true?
Yeah, those tubs don't weigh anything.
That's what I mean.
That was in the 90s.
The fiberglass.
Yours is the one.
How's Dad doing? Good, except he's bad. Okay, good health-wise, bad behavioral-wise.
Dog food.
Yeah. Don't ask me about that. I'm like, this is really interesting.
It's disgusting.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah,
better. She has a little shakes right now. She's a recent person at the clinic. And so, I mean, she's really into
it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the July 16th meeting of Orrville City Council. If you would stand, please, we'll be led in prayer this evening by Pastor John Maltins.
All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for your presence in our lives, just how good you are to us. Just thank you for the many blessings that we enjoy. We know they come from your hand. Father, just mindful tonight of people in our community that are hurting. Think of one gentleman today that started chemotherapy treatment. And Father, we just pray for your grace, for your healing. We pray for physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing. Father, just for those that are struggling. We're thankful, God, for just the hope that we can have because of you and your power. Father, I pray for tonight's meeting, that you would give wisdom to these leaders of our community. And I pray, Father, that they would govern according to your will and according to your way. We lift these things up to you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shu?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Asparis Jr.?
Excused.
Hampshire?
Present.
Asparis Sr.?
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our July 2nd meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Seeing none, yes, sir.
I move we approve them as posted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Spears.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Abstain.
Spears?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Abstain.
We have no public comment for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have our special meeting of council and workshop and also our public hearing at the last go-around on July 2nd prior to council and at our regular council meeting for the 2019 Orrville budget. And that is the first legislation up on for old business tonight, so it will be on third reading. I think we've got all our questions answered and we got a decent budget to move forward. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, Mr. President.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utility committee has not met, but I do have some things noteworthy from the utility department. The utility board has passed all resolutions concerning the budget. They're on board. They are now on break until end of August. There's a few precautions about our storm. There may still be branches hanging on power lines, and the director would like to remind people, please call the utility department before you try to move those, assuming that they are cable or telephone. They will safely get them down. And the contract for the High Street water main replacement has been awarded. Work is expected to start in August, possibly sooner as the material starts to show up. Not sure where it's being staged, but deal with that as it shows up. But that is again, probably in July, early August when that will start. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Move to health and safety. There will be no report this evening since Mr. Asperis Jr. is excused. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I was out a week and a half and heard about the storm. I missed it. But as I drove through, the areas I saw looked like it was cleaned up pretty well, and just a few visual spots of things missing, but it all looks well now. So good job to clean up. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I would just mention that I believe we're wrapped up the concrete repairs on most of the streets for the season.
Yes.
Next project is Main Street, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's nothing to report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The ordinance and personnel has not met, and therefore we have no report.
Thank you. There's no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple items tonight. One is our July Employee of the Month, and that is Greg Hostetler from the Wastewater Department. Greg began his employment as a water wastewater maintenance utility person in 2017, so he hasn't been with us a long time. He has a great work attitude and has quickly become a valued member of the wastewater division team. He works mainly at the wastewater plant, but also helps out at the water plant and assists with water leak repairs when needed. Greg graduated from Central Christian High School, Stark State College, and attended Heston College. He resides in Orville with his wife, Rachel, son, Brantley, and daughter, Kinsley. He enjoys spending time, his time away from work with his wife and children and watching college football. So he's a good guy all the way around. He likes that. So we had lunch last week at Pizza Hut. And I'd like to just give a special thanks to the service department because of all of that storm damage that was laying out on the Devil Strip and tree lawns of people's yards was all picked up by them over the last week or so, which was quite a bit in some areas, especially out on High Street near the park. There was an awful lot of debris out there. So appreciate all the extra work that those guys put in to get that cleaned up. And just want to wish council a nice break for the month of August. That's all. Thank you.
We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Shoup mentioned, the concrete street project is complete for this year. Also finishing up this week is the Dominion East Paradise project. That's scheduled to be completed Friday of this week. The ODOT Main Street resurfacing project, still tentatively scheduled to begin the end of July. We will definitely let everyone know if that schedule changes. That is in the hands of the contractor and ODOT at this point, but we do expect it to move forward very quickly. The next family movie night will be this Friday at dusk, featuring the movie Cars 3, rated G, sponsored by Armstrong Cable. And the final family movie night of the summer will be Friday, August 10th, featuring the movie Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. And that movie is sponsored by Orville Utilities. And I just wanted to let everyone know that is a PG-13 movie, so be aware of that before you bring your little ones. The next Orville Performing Arts concert will be Thursday, July 26th, featuring Blue Lunch. Blue Lunch explores the magical times of American music history, the 40s and early 50s, when blues, rhythm and blues, swing and rock and roll were all one thing. The next concert and final concert of the summer will be Thursday, August 9th, featuring local favorite Special Requests, one of the most versatile and talented bands around. The rich sound is unparalleled, and each performance is always extremely entertaining. So hopefully everyone can come out and attend those performances. Finally, I'd like to echo the mayor and give us special kudos to the service department for their effort with the cleanup of the debris. But also, I'd be remiss not to include the Orville Firefighters Association for their another great 4th of July festival. Mm-hmm. Also, folks probably aren't aware, but immediately after that after the storm hit that Thursday evening, if you had seen the park, you probably would have thought that there would not be a ball tournament that weekend. So the firefighters themselves, as well as our service department, as well as the utility department, all really did a great job cleaning up not only, obviously, the park, but the city as a whole as well. So special thanks to them. And that's my report for this evening.
Thank you. Mr. Bredeker is excused this evening, so we'll move to our finance director. Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. And we'll now hear from our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report either.
Thank you. And I have no great report for this evening, but I do remember coming home on that, a couple days after that big storm. I happened to be in Kansas the day that that happened. And I left Dorothy and Toto there, but I did come back with my wife, but we saw a lot of piles of sticks. We were trying to figure out what was going on, and later found out about the storm. So I, too, want to congratulate our service department and the utility department for the cleanup on those. Well, now move to,
Yeah, I had a question for Director Wheeler.
Yes, sir.
You had mentioned that Main Street dock pavement will happen end of July.
Still scheduled.
What's the duration of that?
That is scheduled to be completed by November.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to go.
Yeah, that's a big project. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, kind of December.
So what are the dates of the Rib Fest?
August 20, 21, 19, 20.
August 16, 17, or 18, somewhere in there, that Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
People asked me that. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah. Tell them to call it Lion. They'll come down and know for sure when it is.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
Okay. We'll move to old business now, Mr. Orson.
Resolution 1618. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Portman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 1618, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2019 and declaring an emergency.
We've had a few months worth of questions and answers, and hopefully everyone has their any questions that they had answered. Ms. Strimlin, do you have anything to say further this evening?
I can just summarize again. The administration has proposed a budget of $58 million to provide services in 2019. The tax-supported side is $16 million, with $8 million attributable to the general fund, and the utilities budget is $24 million. And as Councilman Spears mentioned, we did have a workshop to review the budget in detail, and I believe all the questions were answered there. Were not many changes from the 2018 final appropriations.
Any questions?
I move resolution 1618 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Spears?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 1718. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Spears, or excuse me, Mr. Parkman.
Parkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Resolution 1718, a resolution amending, repealing, and replacing Resolution 5217 passed by the Orrville City Council on November 20, 2017 to include repair of wire, cable, and components in paragraph G below, authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for no more than a 1-year period for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities, Orrville, Ohio, for year 2018, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Grediger isn't here now, but from my memory, this was just because of a wording change, and there are no monetary differences at all.
The addition of the word repair.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Did you have something else?
You just said.
Okay.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
I move resolution 1718 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Shoup.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Okay, that completes our old business. We'll now move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 1818. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 1818. A resolution adopting the Wayne County Hazard Mitigation Plan developed by the Wayne County Emergency Management Agency and approved by Ohio Emergency Management Agency, OEMA, and Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is every 5 years the county is required to update their hazard mitigation plan. For the most part, it does identify natural hazards, if you will. Most of those that are at the top of their list are ones that are easily recognizable, including severe thunderstorms, high winds, which we can definitely relate to after a week or so ago, winter weather, flood and tornado. Those are the high risk for this area. This process actually started in 2017. Chief Birkbeck was an active member of the committee. Mayor Hanwerk and Kristen Ensley also attended meetings related to the mitigation plan along the way. As I mentioned, they did identify those hazards as the greatest threat to our area. They also identified droughts, hazard material incidents, and hail as a moderate threat, dam failure, an earthquake, wildfires, and land sinking as a low threat. Obviously. The city of Orrville does not have a project identified within the plan this time. We did in the one before that, which was the detention basin adjacent to the cemetery, which obviously was completed prior to this 2017. In fact, it was completed just at the very end of the last plan as well. So some projects that are included, just so you kind of have a point of reference, are some stormwater retention basins in Rittman, flood monitoring facilities on various streams throughout the county, and development of a community safe room. Those are just a few that I picked out, but it's those type of projects which are identified as projects that could help with hazard mitigation planning over the next 5 year period. As the resolution mentions, OEMA and FEMA have both approved it already, as well as Wayne County Commissioners. So now it's been passed on to the municipalities and villages to for their approval.
Anyone have any questions for Mr. Wheeler?
Did send everyone out a link. So if you haven't read it, it's there for your reading. It's 90 plus pages.
Made for speed readers.
Yes. And you can kind of glance through it and get the gist of it as well. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
This plan also makes us eligible for federal assistance.
That is absolutely the main reason for
disaster.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mr. Spears. That's the main reason for the plan, is so that you're eligible for various emergency funding that's out there between the state, OEMA, and FEMA. Okay.
Any other comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 1818 be adopted as read.
Oh, man. Three hands went up all at once. Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Spears?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 1918. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Resolution 1918. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement to sell lot 3806 in the city of Orrville, Ohio, containing approximately 20.273 acres, located in the Orrville Business and Technology Park, to SBF Holdings, LLC, an Ohio Limited Liability Company, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. SBF Holdings is also known as Venture Products. This is the last parcel of the new industrial park. We knew this was coming. They had until the end of the summer to close on this property, so they are ready to do so. So this is the final piece of the industrial park and completes the development of that in regards to city ownership. This particular location is right adjacent to their existing building and is in between their building and the solar field. And it will abut the solar field.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, is this map on the back accurate? It looks to me on here that lot 3806 has already got a building on it.
I don't know what you have on the back of yours. I don't have anything on the back of mine either.
Scroll up the other map. It's not on here.
I didn't notice that too.
Either. Yeah, I don't know if there's 806.
We did get a plan
maybe
with
the
it. I think Kristen sent over a plan.
Yeah, where do you see a building up there?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
If this is accurate as far as dimensions go, they've buildings already on part of this land.
No, it's not. It's where the dirt is, where they've moved the dirt just recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing the intersection on here at the very bottom, which is extremely close to where the lot is.
Yeah.
And I was asking, is it proportioned properly? Because otherwise...
I think perhaps with the survey scale down that it's not to scale as a result of that. But yeah, this is property that is not currently developed. There is some dirt on there from their prior project that just recently moved over there. But yeah.
So this is a lot that they've been stacking topsoil on basically even last fall.
Yes, sir.
And that. So I just want to make sure that this is...
we skimmed there for a minute. But yeah, it does look awfully close to the...
time ago.
Yeah. It does look awfully close to Venture Drive with the way it's shrunk down here. Yeah.
Anyone else have any comments? Yes, sir, Mr. Spears.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler, where will the funding be set, at least for now, with the result of the sale of this parcel?
Mr. Drimlin can answer that a little better.
We have an allocation. The utilities are compensated for the infrastructure that was put in as well as the city, and there's a percentage broken out. I can forward that to you so that you have an idea where all the funds go.
Okay. Thanks.
You would like for that to go this evening if possible?
Yes, please. They are ready and willing to proceed with the closing, so this is kind of our final step on our end.
Thank you.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corcoran.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes. I move Resolution 1918 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 2018. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 2018. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the asphalt resurfacing of Schmidt Hall parking lot, High Street parking lot, and Crown Hill Cemetery drives in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. These projects listed are within our capital budget. The asphalt portion of the cemetery drive will come out of the cemetery fund and have been appropriated. Kind of pretty straightforward what the projects are. The High Street is the parking lot across from Casey's, what used to be Casey's ice cream. So, and then that's at the corner of Hall and High. Cemetery drives are some of the older ones that are definitely in need of some TLC, and the Schmidt Hall parking lot is also definitely in need of repair as well. We do expect everything to be within the budgeted amounts. In fact, we're hoping for lower, and we'd like to bid this out fairly soon so that we can kind of bid it out at the same time as the OPWC project, so hopefully we can get a little bit of economies of scale, and as well as there's some opportunities here for some smaller contractors to do this type of work as well. So.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, I just want to make sure that on the area across from what used to be Casey's Restaurant and now on High Street, we also going down Hall Street to the back of the ball field diamond?
Yes, sir.
We're not just doing the one section abutting High Street. We will also do the Hall Street section of parking lot also.
Yes, sir. Great point. Yeah. Thank you for bringing
that
up.
I'm sure we had the money to do the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 2018 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Now move to see if anyone has anything for the good of the order tonight. Yes, sir.
If you noticed in the paper last week or so, it mentioned that the Worcester schools had their first all-school reunion. And I would like to just mention that as the Oroville Red Riders prepare for their fourth all-school reunion in 2 years, 2020, we're not too far away from football season, and it's never too early to get started with that. So.
All right. Yes, sir.
I'd like to jump on the back of what Mr. Wheeler said about the Oroville Firefighters Association. I think of all the things that happen in this community, I think that they really bring to the table that Oroville's a great place to visit and a fantastic place to live. And we just can't thank them enough.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll jump in on that, too. I was down in the area, the carnival area, a couple times during the week, and great fireworks. I had some company that was from out of town that was very impressed wants to come back next year. I met a handful of police officers in the middle of High Street when they closed off the road, and I just kind of jokingly said, what are you all doing here? And they said, well, it's pretty peaceful tonight. We're just kind of huddling up, talking about our plan, but, you know, that was a good sign. And a lot of work went into this week, we all know that. And I got to go down and walk through the firework area where, on the ball field where they were setting up on Saturday morning. And you look at that show, and there's only 14 guys that put on that show. One of them traveled from California to be here. So these guys are dedicated. They met with the ATF, I believe. Mm-hmm. The ATF, they had told me, was very impressed with Orville. One of the things that Orville presents to ATF is an aerial view of the whole surroundings and where the safety zones are. And ATF was very impressed. Right at the beginning, when they share that information with them, they had mentioned that not many communities do that. And that safe zone is above and beyond ATF's requirements. But, you know, we think back several years back about the Independence accident, and some of the OFFA members were explaining that to me. And, you know, fortunately, we haven't seen anything even close to that here. So great job to everyone, and I'm proud to be part of this community. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Wheeler, if I remember correctly, talking to Dan, on the Main Street project that's coming up here, we're going to try to keep two lanes open at all times, north and south, correct?
That is correct. The only part, from my understanding, that might require it to go down to one lane is there's a small bit of bridge repair that they're required to do on the north end. So when that's going on, they may have to go down to one lane, but that's...
Yeah.
The goal is to keep two lanes open otherwise.
Because we're going to use the center lane as a traffic lane and vice versa, left to right.
Yes.
To help with the traffic flow. So it may not be as disruptive for the Rib Fest as we think. Hopefully it'll work out. So High Street may be another story. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Anyone else have any comments? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to tag along with the 4th of July. I know I used some of my Orbeez article to thank the firefighters for their efforts every year. The one thing that none of us really get to see, or at least not very many of us get to see, are all the letters, emails, and comments that our firefighters get from people out of state that come here for the ball tournament and, you know, are just really appreciative of the way the tournament's run and the park and the whole festivities that go along with it. So it really does put on a good show for the entire community, and we should, and I think most people are all very proud of that. So we do truly appreciate what they do. A lot of work.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Hugh.
Borkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Mr. Ferris?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our meeting is adjourned, and I'll see you in September.
Rick, I got the dates for the Rib Fest are August 17 and 18.
Okay.
Found them.
Season times up for sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to let them think. It was one of those things where
they're
probably going to talk about the story. But they are also still.